The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a man by the name of Mark O'Brien has just broken two world records, one for fastest 50-metre swim, one for fastest 100-metre swim. He was taking on the Guinness World Record for people at those distances who have a diagnosis of motor neuron disease, having previously set Mark longest swim, isn't that right?
Longest swim last September.
And the one last September was 11K.
11K, yeah.
How long did it take you to swim 11K?
5.5 hours.
I'd say that took it out of you, didn't it? How long since you were diagnosed with motor neuron?
It was on the 17th of March, 2022.
Before we get to the records, tell me a little bit about what caused you to get the diagnosis. What was the symptom and what was your reaction when you were told what it was?
So it was the previous summer. I was playing decent level tennis, county kind of level. And at the end of matches, my racket used to fly out of my hand for no apparent reason. My orthopedic surgeon, who unfortunately I know really well because he's done a lot of back surgery on me,
Sports injuries previously.
Yeah, sport injuries previously. That was more from rugby. But they were going to operate on my neck, a couple of vertebrae fusion. And they pulled back a week before the surgery in December 21. And because my orthopedic surgeon said, we think it's now neurological. I didn't really know anything about neurological. But they fast-tracked me through the system. And then between December, end of December 21 to 17th of March 22 is when they did all the pretty heavy testing, and then unfortunately they gave me the diagnosis.
How did you react when you got the diagnosis?
I was completely shocked. I actually had to ask what MND was. I had no idea what MND was. But then there's a period of another 6 months where you get tested again and again and again, because MND can mimic other diseases, because obviously MND is a terminal type of condition. They're very, very careful with it. So that 6 month period was real dark time. Mentally, I was shot to pieces. One of the darkest places I've ever been in. And in some respects, when the reconfirmation came through in December 23, and I know this might sound a bit strange, I actually felt relieved, because I thought, okay, we know now 100% certain whatever life I've got left, I'm going to live it and try and live it in the most positive way I can.
Do you know how long you have left?
No. The average life expectancy from when someone is diagnosed is between 2 to 3 years. So I'm at 2.5 at the moment. I don't intend to be going anywhere quite soon. Fortunately, my MND is very much centered around down my right side at the moment. You know, my speech is okay. My left side's not too bad. So hopefully it still progresses at quite a slow rate. But on average, and with the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association would tell you, it's 2 to 3 years from diagnosis.
Now, some people in that context might think, I will spend that time on the couch. You decided to go totally the opposite way. I would have thought MND makes doing things like the 50 metre and 100 metre and the 11K previously extremely different because of respiratory pressures.
Huge respiratory pressures. I obviously had to get consultant, neurology, sign-offs, whatever. And he laughed when he was signing off and he went, I don't agree with this at all, but I'll sign it off for you. The overriding factor of why I was doing it was, firstly, to help people, not just who have got MND, but also people who suffer with terminal illnesses and their friends and their families. I was trying to offer some kind of inspiration or encouragement that, you know, although our time may be a little shorter than most on this planet, you know, we can still make a difference and be a positive difference in some way. And of course, raise awareness, you know, of MND and try and raise some funding for them as well, both in Ireland and obviously the UK, and do as much as we possibly can. So with those overriding factors, you're absolutely right, particularly the sprint distances, respiratory, not the best thing in the world, but for all the right reasons is why I did it.
The two records then, where were they set and what are they?
So they were set yesterday, both of them. So the first one was at a 50-metre pool just north of Luton Airport. That was a time to beat was 38.72. I did that in 36.1. Then we en masse came over, family, friends, etc. came over. BBC came over with us as well.
To Ireland?
To Ireland, yeah. and we went to the National Aquatic Centre, which I've trained, you know, for the last 6 months, every couple of weeks in that centre. They put on just a great show down there. You know, we had Andrew Bree down there, folks from Campion Insurance. It was just amazing. They just set up this incredible afternoon, you know, with music and food afterwards. Went to the Springfield Hotel, and it was just a brilliant afternoon. And that record, I was really tired by this stage. That record was 139.7. And when I finished, I did it in 129.1. And I had to, they had three official timekeepers there, a couple from the Dublin Swimming Club. And I had to see, because I didn't believe it myself, when they gave me the time that was nearly 10 seconds under where I should be. I was just shocked and amazed. It was just brilliant.
Why did you want to do one of the records in Ireland?
For two reasons. I'm an Irish citizen as well as a UK citizen. And then unfortunately, I lost my dad a few years ago. And, you know, all our family, we have a huge family here in Ireland, couldn't come, obviously, because of COVID. And so it was a very small funeral. And I wanted to do something that would honour my dad. And I felt that yesterday. I felt his presence. And I think you'd be pretty proud, shining from above, hopefully. So, yeah, I was hugely proud of myself yesterday, knowing my dad would be proud of me.
You mentioned wanting to both raise funds and raise awareness. Can I ask you about how you handle it? Because I think whenever motor neuron disease is talked about, people would imagine being in the situation and saying, how do you just day to day live with the knowledge of a terminal diagnosis?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really hard because you're not really sure how you're going to feel each morning. So one morning could be, or one day could be, you have 7-8 hours sleep, but then you're still having to sleep 12-13 hours during the day. Another day could be, actually, you could get up and do maybe what I did yesterday. So it kind of, like, it's a kind of fit and start. MND is a progressive illness. So you get progressively worse each day, but you don't feel it each day.
Do you fear it?
Not anymore. I did, because I was shocked because I didn't know what it was. And when I found out and you start watching stuff, obviously, you know, very famous Rob Burrow, the rugby player, you know, it's been inspirational to the MND community amongst others. But I don't fear it anymore. I think I was and have been incredibly lucky to do what I did yesterday and also for the swim last year, you know, because people, a lot of people with MND wouldn't have been able to do that kind of thing because unfortunately their life expectancy was shorter than mine.
I get the sense you are not the type of person who will look at what you have just said and say, that'll do nicely, I'll stop at this point. What have you got planned next?
Oh, geez, my children asked me that this morning. They went, Dad's going to do something. Well, my first immediate plan is my children are here. Lauren, she works in Cortown down at Seal Rescue, and my twins are outside of your studio. We're all going off down to Greece for 10 days. We're going to a little island called Poros, just off the coast of Athens, where we're just going to spend our time together because it's been very busy, kind of 6 months. They've obviously been worried about Dad. And now we can just sit down and just enjoy our company together. You know, that's real quality, special time. Will something else come up? Yeah, there's something going to come up here in Dublin in apparently beginning in November, which I was given no choice about it yesterday. And I think more news shortly on that one.
We will watch this space. Congratulations. So the 50-meter record and the 100-meter record for timed swims for people with motor neuron disease added to the longest swim ever set at 11K. Congratulations. That is Mark O'Brien. And by the way, if there is anything in this that relates to concerns that may have been raised in you, there is a helpline free phone for people with motor neuron disease or who have concerns or who are family. It is 1800-403-403. That is 1800-403-403. And of course, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can get us on 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp, and you can get us 53106 by text. That's at a cost of 30 cent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.